This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti on the 9th and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion on the health coverage of all the senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will also help provide health coverage to all the senior citizens regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes Panchkarma Hospital, an Ayurveda pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, and a central library. He will also inaugurate 3 medical colleges in Mandsaur, Neemuch, and Sioni in Madhya Pradesh. Additionally, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for 5 nursing colleges in Shivpuri, Ratlam, Khandwa, Rajgarh, and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. He will also lay the foundation stone for 21 critical care blocks in Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Manipur, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan under the Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. The Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations nationwide, with new recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments. Newly appointed recruits will have the opportunity to undergo foundational training through Karmayogi Prarambh, an online module available for iGOT Karmayogi portal. Over 1,400 e-learning courses are available, equipping recruits with essential skills to serve effectively in their roles and work towards building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat yesterday. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Water Conservation Initiative and the Bharat Mata Sarovar in Dhundla village of Amreli district with a joint venture by Dholakia Foundation and the Government of Gujarat on the PPP model. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the projects related to the roads, railways, water supply and tourism will significantly benefit the citizens of Saurashtra, Kutch, Junagadh, Porbandar and Puttur districts of the state. He reaffirmed that the government's commitment to water conservation. Among the projects, the Navda to Shavand pipeline will supply 28 crore liters of water to over 1,200 villages, benefiting around 67 lakh people. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. The visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and explore new avenues of trade, investment and economic cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will also participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh. The filing of nomination papers of the single-phase polling in Maharashtra and the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand will end today. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of November. In Karnataka, the verification of nomination for 3 assembly constituencies set by elections was completed yesterday, with 64 candidates remaining in the fray of Election Commission, rejected 24 nomination. Chennapatna was the highest number of candidates at 38, followed by Shigaon with 19 and Sandur with 7. The last date for withdrawal of nomination is on 30th of October, with election scheduled for November 13 and results to be announced on November 23. And that is the end of this news bulletin.